Bonjour mes amis, bienvenue. Hey guys, and welcome back to the Language Tutor French Podcast. I am so happy that you're tuning in to practice French with me today. You know, I don't know where you are or what you're doing right now, but I hope it's a great one. I hope you're having a great day or afternoon or evening. I just hope it's going well for you, and I hope you're healthy and all of your family and friends are as well. Well, this is lesson 14, which means that we're going to be practicing the possessive adjectives just like we did on the Language Tutor YouTube channel, French Episode 14. And so let's jump right into it. I want to start out by just simply asking you the various forms that we learned on the channel. So let's kick it off. The first one, tell me the three forms of my. And hopefully you said mon, ma, and mes, depending on if we're talking about a masculine object, a feminine object, or plural, which would be mes, M-E-S. All right, now what about the two forms of our, the singular and plural? And those would be notre and nos, N-O-S. All right, now the two forms of their. And those would be leur and leur. They do sound the same, but one has an S when we're talking about something plural. Now, the three forms of your, if I'm referring to something that belongs to a friend of mine. And those forms would be ton, ta, and te. Up next is your. If I'm talking to a group of people or to someone respectfully, there are two forms of those. And those are votre and vos, almost like the our forms. All right, and the last one, the three forms of his, her, or something that belongs to one in general. And those three forms would be son, sa, and se. All right, mes amis, let's go into the next part of the practice. And this will be a relatively short episode. We only have two practices on this one. But what I want to do is give you two nouns to use. And we're going to form phrases with the possessive adjectives and these two nouns. The first noun is cahier, C-A-H-I-E-R. Cahier, which is notebook, as you may already know. And that word is masculine. And I also want to use the word chemise, chemise, C-H-E-M-I-S-E, which means shirt, and that is feminine. So I want to use a masculine object, cahier, and a feminine object, chemise. Now we're going to use these two nouns in various phrases. And so we should end up, if I've calculated right, we should end up using all of the possessive adjectives in these phrases, all right? So up first, let's translate their shirts. And hopefully you said leur chemise, leur chemise. All right, up next, we're talking to one person, informal, a friend of ours, and I want you to say your notebook. Hopefully you said ton cahier. Since cahier is masculine, we use ton. All right, up next, I want you to say his notebook. And hopefully you said son cahier, son cahier. And now my shirt. And I hope you came up with ma chemise, ma chemise. Up next is our shirts, plural, our shirts. And hopefully you said no schmies. No schmies. Okay, for the next one, we're going to be talking to one person again, informally, a friend. And I want you to say your shirt. All right, and you should have gotten ta schmies. Ta schmies. Now is my notebook. And that would be mon cahier. Mon cahier. Now we're going to say your notebook, but we're going to say it in a respectful way, as if we're talking to someone respectfully or a group of people. So your notebook. And that would be votre cahier. Votre cahier. And now her shirt. And that would be sa chemise. Sa chemise. And now their notebook. And hopefully you said leur cahier. Leur cahier. And now we're talking to one person informally again. Your shirts. Your shirts. And that would be tes chemises. Tes chemises. Up next is my notebooks. Plural. My notebooks. And that would be mes cahiers. Mes cahiers. And now our notebook. And that is notre cahier. Notre cahier. And just a couple of more. Next is her notebooks. And that would be ses cahiers, ses cahiers. And finally, speaking to someone respectfully or a group of people, your shirts, your shirts. And that would be vos chemises, vos chemises. And mes amis, that wraps up this lesson. I hope this has been a great beneficial practice to you. And I look forward to practicing with you on the next episode. And in the meantime, I wish for you and all of your family and friends, paix et bénédiction, peace and blessings. And I'll see you really soon. Au revoir.